Blog Talk Radio.
Yakuza! Yakuza! Yakuza Kick Radio!
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 This is the Bulldozer, Matt Tremont. And if there's one place to listen to on the internet, every Thursday, 9 p.m., Yakuza Kick Radio. Tremont says so. Who wants some?
God help us, Jesus! God and baby, Jesus! Help us.
Ladies and gentlemen of fucking America, this is Danny Abbott, and you have been listening to, or possibly are intending to listen to, the Yakuza Kick fucking radio. Fucking, yeah! Yakuza Kick Radio.
Hell fucking yeah!
My name is Justice Payne, and you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio.
You're coming to come on Thursday night in California!
This is a brotherhood, and we all stick together. Like my nuts.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Yakuza Kick Radio, the best in internet wrestling radio, period, bar none, just like Adam Cole.
Everybody's a cunt but me in the world. I don't know what it is.
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. And it's Yakuza Kick Radio, and we're taking over.
Yakuza Kick Radio has risen from the ashes of bad internet radio and become the premier place for any independent professional wrestler to stop and record their voice.
Well, this is Mr. Insanity, Toby Klein, and if you're not listening to Yakuza Kick Radio, then you're weird.
Oh, I don't like the cut of your jib, fella.
This is Greg Excellent, Bearded Dragon of the Northeast. You're listening to Yakuza Kick Radio. If you're not, you're probably watching porn and you have this muted. You should be listening to it, Jason Mann.
Where are Biggie and Tupac?
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Give a nigga rope on this cowboy, guys.
All you have to do is listen to Yakuza Kick Radio, but you didn't. Now look at that guy, you homie. Fuck that. Black me. Ow.
Bullshit, man. Motherfucker. Fuck you. Fuck you and fuck you. Who's next?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the introduction.
Hosted by J-Cad Morris.
You are now listening to
Yakuza Kick Radio.
It is Wednesday, July 31st, 2013. Welcome to Yakuza Kick Radio. I'm your host, J-Cat Morris. I'm going to keep this pretty short tonight. Number one, I got in, 3 days, 4 days? Saturday, I got the Warrior Dash coming up. And I've watched absolutely no wrestling since I last did a show. So, needless to say, I only have so much to say. I do have a few things to rant and rave about, and I figure, come on, I'll do a half hour, 40 minutes, you know, whatever it does. And, you know, at least I put some kind of time in, did something, you know what I mean? So I figure I'll do that. Okay, well, I guess first thing I'll just jump right into this topic here. Now, let me, you know, I always got to start off with a disclaimer on a lot of these things that I talk about. Let me cut this air off. All right. I listen to a lot of podcasts. There's different reasons why I listen to a lot of podcasts. Obviously to fill time. I do listen to a lot of stuff at work. So, you know, primarily, and it isn't a podcast, but primarily what I listen to is the Howard Stern Show. That's pretty much my favorite shit out. So I listen to that. He does three shows a week for the most part, but with AGT, sometimes he does two. Sometimes he takes a week off, and he puts together like compilation shows and stuff like that, or they put together compilation shows. And I really, for the most part, don't like listening to those because it's old shows and stuff. I don't know. I like the new fresh shit, whatever. So I listen to that. When I'm not listening to that, I listen to Bill Burr's Monday Morning Podcast, Adam Carolla's show. What else? Wrestling Soup. You know, a bunch of these different things. Now, and then different times I listen to other stuff. Now, I have some stuff on my iPod that is just kind of there to fill space and kind of mix things up for when, you know, I want to listen to something different than what I'm normally, you know, used to listening to. Well, not even used to listening to, or what, you know, to break the stride of what I'm listening to. So, other podcasts I have on there that I also listen to, because, like, I'm not really one of these, like, and I'm only prefacing this because this isn't, I wasn't really going to talk about these guys, you know, in any negative light or anything like that. So, but I'm not really, like, you know, a nonstop, like, ESPN watching dude, and especially in the football off season, there's only so much sports talk I could take. So, you know, sometime during the week, sometimes I'll be out in the garden, sometimes I'll be out doing this and that. That's when I'll get into, like, sports den and stuff. And those dudes, I mean, they cover all sorts of shit. They hit every topic, you know, when you're done tonight. You want to hear some sports talk, definitely go listen to the sports then. Those guys are highly entertaining, and, you know, they hit that. But, you know, that's not like an everyday, like, I wake up and like, dude, I got to hear, like, a couple hours worth of sports talk. Because it just, I don't know, that's not my thing. I have kind of a lack of patience on a lot of fronts. So that's, you know, that's one of my things there. Like, I can't watch, like, I know people who will watch the Super Bowl from 3 years ago and shit on replay. I can't do that. I'll watch the game when it's on, and then that's the last time I'm gonna be watching that shit. So anyway, Stern Nation, obviously, Andrew Carluck does his thing over there with Stephanie, you know, I'll listen to that. And then, like, on and off, I'll listen to Don Tony and Kevin Castle. That, you know, kind of gives me a little bit of, like, a different perspective on what they think about Raw. So, like, sometimes I'll listen to that, and it's not like a constant thing. It's like one of those things, like, maybe I'll not listen to for a couple weeks, and then I'll listen to for a couple weeks straight, and I won't, you know what I mean? So I'm kind of all over the place with that. But then there's other shit that I kind of listen to knowing that I don't like the show, but because it kind of motivates me, and it kind of gives me perspective on what I'm doing. Now, there's a million podcasts out there. Now, one of the first things that catches my eye is when people start, they start bringing on guests that I know. So when I see, like, the, you know, such and such a, you know, show has on this CZW guy or that CZW guy, that, you know, it catches my attention. So I'm like, well, you know, let me see how they do the interview. Maybe it's a guy that I had on before, and I could go, oh, well, let me see how their interview goes. Or maybe it's a guy I haven't had on yet, and, you know, I can go, well, let me see what they have to say, and let's see how these guys handle it, and whatever. So I've listened to a handful of things, and I got to be honest, like, the majority of them are horrible. And, you know, just to put it out there, I don't consider any of these shows, like, competition, because I'm really not competing with anything. I mean, doing a show myself, I'm saying it straight up. Like, I listen to that show, or I listen to this show, and I listen to that show. I mean, I got, you know, probably 15, you know, between 15, 20 shows on my iPod, you know, at all times, because I got a big iPod, it'll hold it all, no big deal. So it's not like anyone couldn't listen to my show and their show and everybody's show. So I don't ever see them as competition. I would never just bash someone because you're another wrestling show and get off my lawn and shit. Get off my podcast lawn. Like, it's nothing like that. It's never been like anything like that. But like I said, I do like to compare and see, like, where they're at and just know where I'm at and stuff like that. And a lot of it just, it really, really just makes me feel like I need to continue doing what I'm doing. Definitely gives me reassurance that I'm a different, far, far different cat than a lot of these guys out there. So, well, the show I'm talking about right now that I'm segueing all this into is the Uncle Mike and Tom show. I think that's what it's called. Uncle Tom, Uncle Mike, and I originally saw this because they apparently, one of the dudes is like a heavy poster on that message board that Robbie was putting over like crazy last week. And I guess he's like a regular poster on there that they approve of, they like, or whatever. So, you know, they just, like, promote the shit out of it. And he's got, like, a thread in there, and he's just, oh, I got an interview with this dude this week. I got an interview with this dude this week. So I'm like, oh, well, shit. I guess, you know, let me check it out. So, you know, I downloaded, like, you know, a handful of them, of, like, ones that I, you know, people that I knew and, you know, knew from CZW or IWA and this and this. I'm like, hey, you know, let me see what they're doing. And, you know, it's just kind of standard, like, what I expect out of a lot of these dudes that do interviews. And it's, like I said, it's what sets me apart from these type of people. Well, the most recent one is AR Fox. He did one, which, you know, for, you know, people who listened to me for a while, everybody knows the reasoning on why AR Fox will never do my show. But be that as it may, I listened to that and, you know, not anything in the direction of saying, oh, well, because he's not doing my show, now I'm going to say something about him. No, I mean, you know, I mean, that's his deal. I got no hate towards the dude at all. He's a tremendous athlete and this and that. His interview sounded like he doesn't do a lot of interviews, oddly enough. He's kind of all over the place in a lot of, real staggered and all over the place, like he was lost and shit. He did get to a few things the few things I found interesting is, that he actually did backyard wrestling, where he's from out there, and was able to actually get, like, local, every 30 seconds, he got, like, a local TV station to allow him to film it and put it on. So he more or less had, like, his own backyard federation on local TV on a regular basis out there before he hit any, like, the indies or started doing any of that. So I thought that was pretty cool. And then he was saying about how, like, some of the shit they were doing in the backyard, which he had a really, really hard time explaining. But you had to, like, piece it together afterwards. And I'm like, oh, shit, that's what he's talking about. That's crazy. But what he was saying was, is some of the stuff they were doing in the backyard was crazier than anything you've ever seen him do in the ring. And he started going, like, did, like, a 450 off a fence. It was, like, a high fence. It was, like, defense. It was, like, one of them baseball in defense. It was, like, you know, behind, like, where the catcher's at, like, that fence behind the thing. And I'm like, I had to, like, sit there for a minute, and I was like, oh, shit, this motherfucker's talking about doing a 450 off the top of a backstop, a fucking baseball chain link fucking backstop. This dude was doing 450s onto the ground. Like, they had, like, a spot where the dude moved, and he just hit the 450 on fucking dirt. And he said the dirt just pretty much imprinted into his skin, and his shit was, like, he was darker off of the fucking 450, like, that, I mean, that shit was crazy. He had a hard time getting his fucking point across, but that shit was crazy to me hearing that. And then another thing that, you know, I thought was funny too is because he was trained by Mr. Hughes, and he was saying Mr. Hughes, like, he's always selling, he's always fucking, you know, he's a funny dude. He's like, they'd be riding and he would sell a speed bump. Like, the dude, they'd go over a speed bump and he'd sell the fucking speed bump. So I thought that was interesting. And then, you know, just the amount of different things he was talking about as far as when he first started coming to CZW, like, he'd have to walk, like, miles across this town and then catch a bus somewhere to catch this and that. Like, and he really, like, worked his ass off. He didn't have, like, a crew to travel with initially. And, you know, he just kind of, like, scraped and, you know, struggled his way out there and got his way out to CZW and shit. So, you know. I thought that was pretty cool. Like, he really definitely put in, you know, work to get out there and, you know, effort. So, yeah, I thought that was cool. But that was that. But the dudes interviewing, I mean, like, they just randomly laugh, and it's, like, the most obnoxious laugh, and the shit'll be, like, not even really a joke. And then the one guy sounds like he's in, like if... Say, like, I'm in my room and shit, right? If somebody was going to be my co-host and they didn't have a phone and they were in the kitchen, That's what it sounds like. So all of a sudden you'll hear like, yeah, and another thing is, and you're like, what the fuck? Did someone just yell from the back? Oh, that's his co-host. That's cool. And then, like I said, the obnoxious laughing in the mic is just ridiculous. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Like, all right, the other interview, I also listened to the Mickey Knuckles one. That one was pretty good. The other interview that I wanted to at least touch on a little bit, and it's because the reason I bring it up altogether is Chris Dickinson was a guy who I had actually, you know, if you remember weeks back, I had actually planned on bringing on. And to none of his fault, I didn't have him on. I was going through a rough couple weeks, and I kind of had to shuffle guests around, you know, and in the midst of that, I also lost B-Boy and shit because he had to pull off the show the one week, and then the next week I canceled the show because I had some stuff going on. So, yeah, I mean, and I guess he didn't want to reschedule after that. But amongst that time, too, I had Chris Dickinson lined up, and then I just really never rescheduled with him. Like, I kind of, I don't know. I kind of dropped the ball for a week or two on, like, scheduling anything. I just like I said, to nobody else's fault but my own. And then I just never got back to it. You know, I started rolling again with interviews and doing a few things here and there, and then I just never got back to it. So when I seen that they had Chris Dickinson, I'm like, oh, let me listen to that, because this would, you know, obviously be the interview that I didn't do, that, you know, I'd see kind of where it would have went. And honestly, I'm kind of glad I didn't do it, because, like, the shit that came out of Dickinson, I was like, I don't know if I like this dude as much anymore. I mean, I like the dude's ring work for the most part. I think his attitude sucks, honestly. Like, I heard this dude's interview on there. I mean, on like, for starters, like, this dude obviously did some shit to get fucking double or triple the size that he was a couple of years ago. And he kind of just, like, you know, he does, like, what just everybody who gets on some shit does, and they go, yeah, I just started eating a lot and really hitting the gym, and it's like, yeah, and then you doubled in size, get the fuck out of here, you know what I mean? Are you talking to fucking kids, or are you talking to adults? So, this is just his standpoint on thing, and now, not only that, he's got this, like, if you're not jacked up, then you don't even belong in a wrestling business type mentality, which, like, dude, like, it's funny. One of the things he said was, you know, I used to watch a lot of indies, and, yeah, I'd watch Low-Key and all those guys, Low-Key and Xavier, and he's like, I couldn't believe when I met these guys that I was bigger than them at 15 years old. When I went and shook their hands, I was bigger than them. I'm thinking to myself, like, hold on. This is the Chris Dickinson when they did the Jersey All-Pro CCW doubleheader in the arena. He teamed with Sammy Callahan. They were the United States Death Machine, and they went up against the Hit Squad. And Sammy's offense looked like Sammy's offense. He might have been a smaller dude than the Hit Squad, but his shit was lining up. Chris Dickinson looked like a fucking little boy. Like they were just beating the shit out of him. His offense didn't look credible. He just looked completely inadequate in the match. He didn't look like he fit there. I felt bad for him. I legitimately felt bad for him, because up until that point, Chris Dickinson looked like, dude, he could just go, like, fuck that he's a little smaller. Fuck, he can go with these dudes. Like, I seen his match with Necro and shit, and Necro, you know, made him look really good. And, you know, when they were up against the Hit Squad were just doing their thing. And Sammy looked like Sammy battling the Hit Squad, and Chris Dickinson looked so out of place and just whipped. And I actually felt bad for him. I was like, oh, shit, he shouldn't even be in this match. This is small bullshit here. Damn, like, damn, he looks like shit in this match. And it wasn't, like, a fluke. It wasn't nothing. It was definitely, like, size-wise and, like strength-wise, he couldn't match up. So it's funny, like, what was that, like, 2 years ago? So it's funny, like, 2 years later when he's like, if you ain't a big dude, then you don't belong in the business and da-da-da-da-da. And he goes off of that and pretty much segues right into, like, yeah, like, guys like CM Punk. He's built like shit. He can't fucking wrestle. He said straight up that CM Punk can't wrestle, that he's a horrible wrestler. He's a shit wrestler, and he's in shit shape, and he doesn't belong, and da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, wow, that's fucking amazing. In the same conversation, he goes into telling people, you know, there's people who call themselves indie fans that don't know who Homicide is, and blah, 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 and that's a shame, and this and that. Like, he puts himself on such a pedestal as far as knowing indies, as far as being fucking huge. He said he was one of the biggest physically on the entire indie scene today. Like, he's one of the biggest dudes on the indie scene, straight up. Yeah, I mean, like, just certain comments out of this dude, I'm like, this is some old bullshit, you know? You don't have to like CM Punk. I mean, I know a lot of fucking people that don't like him just off of his personality. Like, he's not the easiest guy to get along with. I get it. But, I mean, I don't know that many indie guys that can actually, unless they're just bitter or butthurt over something, are going to just straight up go like, yeah, that dude can't even wrestle. Because I don't know. To me, that's some crazy shit. I mean, obviously, you know, the best in the world thing's a gimmick and all that. I'm not saying, yeah, well, clearly he's the best in the world. I'm not even, you know, and I'm a CM Punk fan. But, I mean, even someone who doesn't like him, I don't know how far you can go, like, to just be like, yeah, he's a shit wrestler. That guy can't work at all. Like, really? You really taking to it? All right. And then the other thing that, I mean, it was just the icing on the cake. He was talking about his relationship with AIW. And he said some shit here happened, some shit there happened, whatever, whatever. And then he goes, they booked me. And he goes, and I just didn't feel like wrestling that weekend. So I no-showed him. Like, casual as shit. Not like, yo, my fucking car broke, like, damn, you know, I pulled some shit in the gym, and my shit just wasn't up to 100%. Like, whatever excuse that would kind of sound like there was some reason, he was just went, I just didn't feel like wrestling that weekend. So I no-showed them, like, in that fucking English. And I was just like, yo, fuck this guy, man. And then he follows that with, like, immediately, and they were really cool about it, and they tried booking me guys to work and this, and then, you know, different things happen here and there, and then, like, he tried to, like, you know, kind of segue into that and how their relationship broke down. Well, I would feel like their relationship broke down pretty fucking swiftly when he decided not to show up because he didn't feel like wrestling. Like, I don't know what kind of shit that is. So, and I mean, this is also the same dude that, you know, confirmed a couple weeks ago when I had Monster Mac on. And, you know, pretty much everybody knew that anyway. It was all over the internet. I mean, Hot Stuff Hernandez just walked up to him in the fucking Jersey All-Pro locker room and just pissed on his leg while he was sitting there and then made him clean it up. I mean, this is the guy who's telling me, you know, telling everybody out there, fucking, if you ain't big and jacked up, then you don't belong in the business, and you don't this. I mean, get the fuck out of here. I mean, I really just don't understand that shit. I don't understand his mentality. And you know what I mean? I just got, like, a real bad vibe from the dude. So I'm kind of glad that I didn't have him on, you know. And again, not taking anything away from what he does in the ring. I think he's a talented wrestler. But I don't know how well I would have been able to stomach some of the answers he was spitting out. And he's just, like, really outspoken on how he feels about these different things. And honestly, you know, on those couple of things, I think he's dead wrong. So I have a hard time, like, stomaching that. And, you know, and just to give an example on how I think these dudes that are interviewing are clowns, at some point he goes, like, and then the guy tried to contact my friend, and, you know, he's my friend. He's not my sports agent. And, like, as soon as he finished that sentence, the one host goes, ah! And I'm like, wow, I don't know that that was some, like, punchline to a fucking, like, I mean, the dude just cracked his shit up. Like, he just came out his skin laughing and shit off of the dude saying, you know, the dude's my friend, not a sports agent. And the dude just, like, broke himself up. Like, your fucking headphones hurt your ears because the dude blew the volume out just off of laughing in my motherfucking ear over some shit that was barely a joke. I'm like, just shit like that just makes me think people like that are clowns. But it's fine, like I said. I'll still listen to their shit because they'll have guests on. And, you know, people who I find interesting or at least want to hear, you know, how they interview or what questions they come up with or, you know, whatever the case is. So I'll definitely listen to some more of them. But, you know, like I said, it just – I listen to shit like that because, you know, to fill time and where – you know, I listen to a whole shitload of Corolla or Stern or this and that. It's like, ah, let me just go on some different shit where I could just kind of, you know, pay somewhat of attention, just take it for what it is. And, you know, I mean, that's the beauty of podcasts, man, because the shit is free, so you could download every fucking thing on the internet and delete it as you don't like it or fucking skip through it or turn it off at any given time. Like, you don't have to lock in for 3-4 hours if somebody's fucking talking and shit, which I'm sure people abuse on my podcast. But, you know, it gives me a good satisfaction of what I do to just know that, like, this is what they do, and I'm clearly a different person than that. Like, you know, I'm not the best interviewer in the world. You know, I'm not really formatted or anything like that, but I try to make my interviews, you know, conversational and kind of laid back on that, not all geeked out. And, I've had a bunch of interviews I was not happy with at all, and, you know, a handful of them were my fault completely. So, you know, I'm not doing this whole thing of saying all this shit just, like, to put myself over or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, it's just two different worlds, and I kind of, you know, as comfort, listen to some of this shit, and just as, I mean, it's definitely entertainment, it's definitely a form of entertainment, so, but that's that. What else? This Anthony Weiner shit is pretty funny, and it's also one of the funniest things to talk about because just about everything you say turns out to some shit. Because like the first thing you want to say is, like, you know, Anthony, you know, Weiner's a jerk off or Weiner's a dickhead, and it's like, wow, all that shit just works. The one chick that he was sexting and having phone sex with and shit, she was on Howard Stern on Tuesday, yesterday. And this dude's off the chain. Like, there's something seriously wrong with that dumb motherfucker. Like, and he's still running for office. Like, fuck it. I'm all good. You know, he got caught out there the first time. And then this time, like, he went even further. Like, this chick contacted him because she was actually into politics, and she's, yeah, I mean, she's a gold digger and all that bullshit. She was actually into politics and shit, and hit him up on some, like, at least according to her. And believe me, like I said, she's a gold digger. She was baiting him or whatever, but she hit him up like, you know, I really looked up to you. I'm pretty disappointed to hear, you know, what you were doing, this and that. And, like, a little bit of time goes by, and then he hits her back up. He's like, so what do you look like? Like, straight up, like, just goes right into that shit. Like, yeah, so, got a picture? And just jumps into the whole shit with her. I'm just going into dirty shit. You know what I mean? Like, fuck. I mean, she's breaking down the transcripts of the fucking text messages and shit. You know, and this dude's sending dick pictures left and right, talking all this, like, explaining all this crazy shit he wants to do to her, and just like, Jesus Christ. And the dude, like, isn't even fazed. Like, this shit comes out in the news and transcripts and fucking text and all this shit, and he's just like, yep, well, you know, if you don't like it, that's cool, but I'm still running. Still, you know, Wiener's still running. Like, Jesus. So I don't know. That's just the craziest shit, though. I mean, when you really hear, like, you know, all the stuff he was doing and just out there, like, after already getting caught while running and shit, it's dude's out of his fucking mind. What else? There's other thing. The new Jack saga online. And Frank Goodman, too. It's all kind of tied in what I'm saying here. It's kind of a gift and a curse to be friends with New Jack on Facebook, because I've been, like, deleted by that dude more times than probably anybody. Like, I'll just say some shit because I take it as it comes, and sometimes I'm just like, what the fuck is this going on here? I'll say something, he'll just fucking delete me, tell me to fuck myself and delete me. And then, like, he'll add me back, like, a couple months later. It's just, he's just really random that way. And New Jack, I mean, he is extremely, extremely entertaining for so many reasons. You know, him just wilding out and doing what New Jack does and, you know, saying what he wants to say and doing what he wants to do. And, you know, a lot of it is very entertaining. The part, to me, that makes me want to just... I can't handle it. Like, I want to block everybody else on his fucking friend list for the most part because they all just suck his dick, man. And it's just, it's sickening to see some shit, anybody get treated like that. Like, fuck, man, you got fans, whatever. But when it's like, oh, New Jack, you know, this and this. And then it's like, they start going on about, oh, you want me to go do this, New Jack? And it's just like, god damn. Like, they don't act like normal people. They just act like little lemmings and just follow. And then, like, the one chick, I was reading some shit, the one that he made some kind of post. Because he just, like, gets people started and then lets them just roll on his. And I don't blame him because, I mean, from his standpoint, he just says some shit. And then there's, like, 85 comments and he don't even have to respond again. He could just sit back and watch the fucking fun. So, I mean, from his angle, it must be fun, you know, but for me, like this one chick, she's like, dude said something, New Jack put out a thread saying, describe your ex-girlfriend in 5 words or some shit like that. And the one dude said something, and one of his 5 words he put was cunt. And it was like, well, I mean, if you're talking about ex-girlfriends, don't, you know, on New Jack's page, don't be fucking shocked that that comes up. Right? So, he puts that shit. And this one chick goes, that's disgusting to use that word. And I'm friends with New Jack, and I know he doesn't like that word either. And you should take that back. And no one should ever use that word to describe a woman. I don't care how you feel about her. And going on this tirade, and I'm just, my first thought is, this bitch is a cunt. But, you know, and I'm just like, Jesus Christ. I just, shit like that. Like, I just don't understand why these people exist. I don't know. So then another thing, the tie-in there was Frank Goodman. He went on this whole fucking tirade, and it involved New Jack, and it involved, you know, Bison Bravado and all this other bullshit. And apparently Goodman was running a show in Florida, running his USA Pro, now it's called that again, in Florida show and shit. And one of the people he was booking was some dude named Night Stalker or some shit that nobody fucking heard of. So he was going to book this dude, and the dude no-showed. All right. Then Goodman goes on his fucking page, why this dude no-show, and then starts tagging every fucking body in it and shit. And then it launches into this whole thing where the dude was supposed to pay like $50 extra on whatever Bison Bravado was getting paid in order for him to come from New York to fight this dude. And I know Bison's like a doghouse dude and shit, but like Bison's never been shit anybody would want to pay for. So I don't really give a fuck who thinks what about that, because like he's never been a draw. He's never been anything. Like, I don't remember a single fucking match in his fucking career that I gave a fuck about. I think he had like small flashes in like all these East Coast companies. And like, I guess probably like more like Jack Sabbath based. He's probably had 100 matches or whatever the fuck. But, like, there's really nothing this dude has ever done in his career that I gave a shit about. So, like, I don't really care about this match at all, right? So, you see this post starting, and then it's like, oh, why'd you no-show? And then, like, he was supposed to pay part of Bison's money in order to Bison to come on the show in order to wrestle him. And then it's supposed to be all blood and this and this. And then they start bringing out this dude's, like, criminal record. And apparently New Jack has a problem with him, too. And bringing out his criminal record, and Frank's going on his fucking high horse going, oh, I one thing I hate is a woman beater, and this guy's been arrested this and this times, and he's on probation for beating women and this and that. And, like, the dude's retaliating with, like, posting his actual probation shit and, like, look, it was for fucking, it wasn't for that, it was for this and this and this. Like, the dude's going on this fucking tirade about what a scumbag and lowlife and what his personal life is all about and this and this and this and what a shit wrestler he is and what a shit person he is and blah, 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 blah. Well, here's my point. This guy was booked on your fucking card. You wouldn't have had fucking two words to say about him if he showed up at your building. Right? So, why is it like... Goodman, that's how he is. Like, he's like, as long as, like, we're good, then, okay, yeah, you're fine. Everything's good. You're my buddy. Come on my show. Fucking pay the other dude. Do whatever. Fucking... You know, you got time on the card, all this bullshit. Like, this is the product he's putting out there. And he has no problems. He has so much pride in his shit. And he has no problems with nothing that, you know. But as soon as the guy no-shows, oh, he's a woman beater, and I hate woman beaters, and he's on crack, and he's on this, and he's on that. And I don't know this Night Stalker motherfucker from anybody, but I don't understand that shit neither. Why would you be booking a guy if he's so horrible, if his life is all fucked up, he's got this problem, he's on crack, and he's doing this, and he's doing that? Why would you book him? I don't give a fuck who he's paying for. Why would you book him? You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, you know, shows, and it turns into this whole thing. This was like a probably 300, 400 thread fucking thing, and then everybody, like, in the locker room was being, like, demanded to attack this dude, or they were being called pussies by New Jack and Frank, and it's like, this is some old stupid shit. This is some old fucking 45, 50-year-old dudes acting like fucking middle school kids. Now, you make fun of them, too, or you're a pussy and shit. Like, this is some old bullshit. I'm just reading it going, man, this is something else for fucking grown-ass men to be doing, especially when they book these dudes on the card, and then later on have so much problems with them over fucking Jesus Christ. Well, I don't know. I really don't have... Oh, speaking of people I would like to see die, these people with these fucking e-cigs, these electronic fucking liquid cigarettes and shit, I hope they get e-cancer, because I am so tired of hearing motherfuckers walk around with these goddamn electronic bitch cigarettes in the fucking buildings and all this dumb shit and profess on how long it's been since they stopped smoking. And they're still taking in some kind of fucking nicotine. The motherfuckers with the patches, the gum, the fucking e-cigs, all this shit. I haven't smoked a cigarette in 3 weeks. Duh, I need another patch and a fucking e-cig. And dude... I stopped smoking probably, minimum of 5 years ago. I lost track of time, but a minimum of 5 years ago. And the day I stopped smoking, I just stopped smoking. I smoked for 14 years, like a pack and a half of cigarettes a day. And for 14 years I smoked. And then the day that I decided I was done, man. My breathing started to fuck with me, which is, I guess, where my asthma started. And I just fucking stopped, dude. That was it. And I'm not saying it wasn't rough, of course, like anybody else had my fucking nicotine withdrawals and shit like that. You had to break the habit because it's a habit. You know, when you wake up in the morning, you have a cigarette. You know, when you get out of a car, or maybe when you get in a car, you light a cigarette. After a meal, you smoke a cigarette. After you fuck, you have to smoke it. You know what I mean? But you break your habits, you do what the fuck. If you really want to quit, fucking quit. Stop waving your fucking e-cigs around, your fucking patches and your gum, and fucking standing on your fucking pedestal talking about how long it's been since you had a cigarette. Shut the fuck up and stop smoking, man. It's fucking easy. And this is just a new craze. And the motherfuckers light up to bring attention to your shit smoking and fucking, because you could smoke in the building now with this bullshit, because it's just vapor and shit. And I'm telling you, this shit doesn't have any long-term testing anyway. So it's only so much money time before they're like, they're recalling all of these fucking crazy evil shit. It gives you terminal fucking blood cancer. Like, believe me, like, that shit ain't gonna be safe neither. If you're getting nicotine by liquid vapor form, that shit ain't gonna be no fucking safer. So, you know, all fucking chemical and this and that. Whatever, man. I just get fucking tired of that dumb shit. I actually, a lot of times, you know, and I know a lot of people who smoke and shit that I'm cool with, and, you know, it is whatever, man. It's an addiction. Some people like to do it, too, so fuck it. You like to do it, do it. Fucking, you know what the, you know, repercussions are, so fuck, man. You cool with it? You signed up for that shit? Then, hey, man, do what you want to do. But actually, like, the people that I don't like that I see smoke, I'm, like, rooting for the shit to kill them. Like, you can just see, like, someone you really don't like, and they light a cigarette, and you go, yeah, that's right, motherfucker. You keep, man, I want to buy this motherfucker now because of a pack of cigarettes. I don't know. I get that myself. I don't know if it's just me or shit. Probably, but. That's some old random shit. Now, I guess let me just run down what they got down on the CZW card. Run down what they got down. Get down with the get down. On the CZW card coming up, the Tangle Web 6. They got the Tangle Web match. I might fuck around and order this thing. I don't know. I'll talk to you next week about that and figure out whether I've decided on that or not. But the Tangle Web match is Drew Blood and Scotty Vortex versus Lucky and Danny Havoc. That's going to be fucking nutty. That's going to be crazy shit. Lucky proved it fucking Tournament of Death, even though that match was just a botch fest that he was completely ready to die. So, and Danny Havoc's always been on that shit, so it's going to be fucking crazy. Definitely going to be crazy. Masada Gulak, I went into last week on why I don't give a fuck about that. AR Fox, Andrew Everett, it's going to be fucking crazy. Tag team rematch of Four Locos, Azrael, and Bandito Jr. versus the Beaver Boys of Alex Reynolds, John Silver. It was a great match last show, so shit, why not? Do it again. But again, like, it's not like, at least not written down as like number one contenders, nothing like that. It's just like, yeah, we got these two teams going to war and the tag straps. Don't worry about that shit. Just don't bring it up. And then they got Caleb Conley versus Shane Hollister. That should be really good. Two really standout dudes from that big match that they had. So, that'll tear it up. Like I said, I'm really high on this Caleb Conley. And I actually saw they got, like, in September, they're going to Ohio or some shit. And Jeez is up against Caleb Conley, which I'm really excited to see. Because I know, you know, people sleep on Jeez, but that dude can go. And a guy like Caleb, like I said, he's not fucking a lot of shit up. All this stuff is looking crisp. His shit is looking real good in the ring. You know what I mean? He's not, like, a lot of these guys, they can do all that bullshit, but it's just off. Like, it just doesn't come together. So I want to see these two dudes really go at it and fucking just tear that shit up. So then they have, like, this crazy fucking 8-man tag match, and I don't understand a motherfucking thing about this match. You got Greg Excellent, Devin Moore from Nation of Intoxication, Shane Strickland, and Matt Tremont versus Alex Colon from Four Loko, Rory Mondo, Biff Busick from the front, and Joe Gacy. This is like, I mean, I guess, you know, all faces on this side and all heels on that side. But besides that, what the fuck is all that have to do with each other? It's like, oh, Tremont's shooting with Gacy, and then this one's shooting with that one and that one. Like, try to, like, cross-match him up like some kind of Survivor Series match. But I don't understand what the fucking point of that shit is. It's just like, you wanted less matches on the card or some shit, so you just smashed that shit together. Nah, I don't. That match is going to be a clusterfuck. I can't imagine that shit's going to be any good. I really can't. We'll see. And then the debut of Portugal's perfect athlete, Shanna. Shanna. Sounds like a woman to me, but it's probably a dude. I don't know. I have no idea. And then that afternoon show is the WSU show that I've never watched one of those shows, so I can't imagine. So that's what you got there. Like I said, I'll go a little more into it next Wednesday. I'm definitely going to be back, you know, talking all about fucking the Warrior Dash that I'm doing on Saturday. Again, if you want to, you know, hook that up, support a little bit. You can do that if you want. It's only a couple days left. www.stjudewarriors.org/JCAT. Check out my dudes over there at the Sports Den. You can check them out right after this. Go on to their and it is the thing, like, I hit everybody up for promos this week too, and it's just like, nah, I ain't had time for that, ain't that? So don't get mad at me, I'll fuck your plug up, alright? That's why we do commercials, it's easier. Check them out, go to their Facebook page, and I'm sure they got links all over it. Stern Nation tomorrow, check them out. Wrestling Soup, check them out. Women Love Wrestling, check them out as well. So that's pretty much everything I got there. And yeah, we're getting closer to the NFL thing. Next week I'm really going to try to, cause I'm just trying to finish this up. I'm actually going to finish this and I'm going to go for a run. So I'm just trying to finish this up real quick and then, go do that. Next week I'm really going to start getting into the AGT thing. I meant to do it this week, but, I just don't want to go any longer. Let me see, just want to play a track to take me out. Where the fuck? I just had some shit in front of me. All right, yeah, I'll go with this. All right, man, so I'll check everybody out on next Wednesday, and that's it. Peace.
It's the remix.
I'll pump your head, boy.
Oh, MLP. I'll be your head, boy. I'll whip your fucking head, nigga.
I'll pump your head, boy. I'll pump your head, boy. You know I'll win. I'll pump your head, boy. I'll pump your head, boy. You're trying to get me. I'll pump your head, boy.
If you not to me, I'ma stomp your ass out with the Gore-Tex beef and broccoli. Somebody talk to homie, tell him I don't play ball. You fucking with the style, I told you I had to talk to St. Mark. See, nigga mad cause you went AWOL. But first family, you stiff, la familia.
Drama king,
y'all, so my head is start a beef. Your ass to get popped for the hot one, cause we ain't glazing hip-hop and R&B. I ain't in New York City, ho. You get pistol whipped, fish whipped for your jewels, and I'ma rock them in the next city, yo. You know how M.O.P. do it, we hold a block like that, cause we don't rock like that.
I want your head, boy. You know how I want your head, boy.
Big shout to Burkina. Burkina Entertainment, East Houston Street, official.
Radio, and we're taking over.